Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about being a chameleon in dating. I talked previously in an episode about being a chameleon in relationship and how that can impact a relationship. And because so many of you, the listeners to this show, are also single, coming out of a relationship, going through a divorce, considering dating again, I wanted to share one on chameleon daters, as it's something that comes up in my relationship work that I do time and time again. A person who is a chameleon dater will often show signs of adapting themselves, their views, their thoughts, their routines, their opinions to match the person that they're dating. I remember one client who was struggling with this, and I'll call him Michael. Michael was struggling to commit to long-term relationship because he was scared of commitment. He was finding it hard to establish himself as his own person in a loving relationship because every time he got into a relationship with someone, he just went with the flow. He did everything to keep them happy. He dropped all of his interests. He started taking on the person that they wanted him to be. He tried to be the perfect boyfriend, the perfect man. In the beginning, he loved making the person happy. All the women he had dated loved the fact that Michael was so submissive and so in tune with what they said. He was tuning in to their social and personal cues, picking up bits of information, and then making himself the expert in the subject, going along with what they wanted. He stopped activities like poker nights and drinking with his friends. He took up yoga. He would just do all different things that he didn't even think twice. Do I like this? Do I want to do this? He just molded to fit in with the women. And often the women mistook this as him being so connected to their values, to what they love and like. And then what would typically happen for Michael as time went on, he'd get tired, he'd get frustrated of being someone else. And this is so natural for chameleon dater, because after a while, it's difficult being someone else 24/7. Living a life where no one truly knows you because you're stuck into the habit of wanting others' approval and people-pleasing. And at the core of this fear is the fear of rejection, where a person wants to belong so much that they don't share their own feelings, views, opinions, interests, in case the other person rejects them. But Michael would get fed up and then start to doubt if he really liked them and if their way of life was good for him. And then all of a sudden, he would end the relationship cold. Chameleon daters tend to go from one person to another. However, it's not always them that end the relationship. Sometimes they just start saying no after saying yes, and the other person can find it shocking and confusing. It can cause lots of argument, and the relationship can end that way. With all clients I work with, I help them to explore the root causes to their behaviour. Because it's easy to say, I don't want to be like this anymore. I don't want to be a chameleon. I'm not going to be a chameleon. I'm going to stop people pleasing. I'll be honest. I'll share my truth. I'll stick up for myself. I'll communicate and express my needs. Most people that do my breakthrough program, they know what they need to do, and yet they can't do it. Why? Because the fear is in the way. Fear of rejection, fear of commitment, fear of being seen, fear of expressing, perhaps a need for attention. And we need to get to the root cause of lying, pretending, lack of confidence, lack of assertiveness, so that they can have healthier, happy relationships and show up for themselves in all areas of life. Because sometimes it can affect work, relationships, family relationships, friendships, not just romantic relationships. Some of the reasons why people become chameleon daters include they have low self-esteem, so they have a lesser defined personality, When a person has low self-esteem or has a lesser defined personality, it's easier to take on another person's lifestyle in the hopes that it will cover up their insecurities. It helps to shift the focus off of them onto other people. They're people pleasers often as well, and so they just want others to feel good because they like making other people like them. They need other people to like them. They need to feel good. They need to look good. And they get their value and their self-worth from other people, even if it's at the expense of their own feelings. Often people who people please have been through something that has made them feel insecure about themselves. So they constantly seek validation from others. And chameleons realize that they can do this by morphing in to what others want. They may see things in their partner that they desire in their own lives, so they decide to mimic their partner in order to seek the same outcomes. For example, if their partner is enjoying studying a university degree, they may seek the same enjoyment and do the same thing instead of figuring out what would make them happy. In Michael's case, he signed up for an intensive breakthrough session, which is designed for people who want to transform in a short space of time by getting right to the root cause of any worries. Through the guided exploration, I was able to identify that when he was dating women, he had to stop and think through the activities that he did with them before saying yes, just take a pause and saying, let me get back to you. This is what he started to do to help him. Let me get back to you on that. And then he would just give himself a bit of time to think, do I really want to do that? Is that me? And if he knew straight away, he'd say, that's not really me, love. Go and enjoy yourself. I'll do this and then let's meet at this time. And these were some of the tools that we put in place to help him to learn to start saying no. He also was people-pleasing with his family. All of his family members were very reliant on him and they took advantage of him. And he had to say no in a confident, positive way to set some healthy boundaries for himself. One of the things that makes you most attractive when dating somebody is being yourself, being confident, knowing what you like and what you dislike. And if you're honest from the day one, people know where they stand with you. They can choose whether they like you or not, so that you can only spend your time with people that do respect and like you, for you. And if they don't like what you love to do or how your personality is, then great, they can move on and you can move on. It will save you a lot of time and hassle in the relationship. So now I'm going to talk you through the 5 tips. If you feel that, yes, Nicola, I am a chameleon dater, I've got to change this about myself. And it is very similar to what I've shared before in the other podcast. So if you listen to that, please forgive me if it is a repeat for you. But it's so important, these 5 points, I wanted to share them with you now. So the first tip is to take time to be with yourself. If you spend all your time with others, you will constantly be thinking about others' likes, opinions, etc. But giving yourself time to reflect, discover your own thoughts and opinions about things, you're going to know yourself better. Especially take time away from dominant personalities and allow yourself to think about things and make your own conclusions. Perhaps ask yourself, what do I want to do this weekend? What do I want to do with this evening? What makes me happy? When was the last time I was truly happy? What makes me feel alive? What makes me feel good? If I could have anything I want in terms of a weekend or a holiday, what would I really want? If I could have anything I want in my life right now, what would I want it to look like? Things like that. Helping you to rediscover yourself. In fact, when I support people to create a new life after a breakup, I take them through a whole exciting process of self-discovery and get them really clear on every area of their life. What do they want in their relationship? What do they want in their family life? Spirituality, if that's important to them. Health, giving back, career, finances, the whole spectrum. It's also something that I teach in the holistic life therapy. So think about all areas of your life. And that comes to the next point. It's about setting those goals. Once you know what you want, then create a plan. Goals are things that you want to achieve, both professionally and personally. What do you want to hold, to have, to be, to experience? What drives you? What makes you excited about life? What do you want to be remembered as? What do you want to accomplish? Be patient with yourself. It may take some time to figure it out. And if available to you, work with a coach, a mentor, someone who you trust. The third point is to try new things. If you're so used to pleasing others, you may find it hard to know what you like or dislike, which means you need to get out there and try new things. Try different cuisines, different activities, and travel to different places so that you can see what makes you happy. What do you enjoy? What don't you like? Sometimes people don't know what they like and they need to work through what they definitely don't want to do. And then make sure that you develop your self-love and boost your confidence. Loving yourself is not about eating well and exercising, although that's so important. Loving yourself and feeling confident is about being kind to yourself and getting rid of the negative self-talk. If you believe, for example, men or women will leave me, I lack confidence, I'm not attractive, I'm not good enough, I suck at relationships, then you will experience stress, self-doubt, and act accordingly. Maybe you will lie, cheat, put yourself down, play small in life, and not stand up for who you are and what you want. I help people to get rid of these demons in my individual breakthrough. Clearing them away is so important. Otherwise, you'll project these securities onto other people, onto your relationship. You'll treat them and you'll see yourself as these things. So instead, incorporate loving actions into your life. Things that make you feel amazing, confident. Be around good friends and family that lift you up. Celebrate yourself, your wins, no matter how big or small they may be. Treat yourself and remind yourself you are worthy of this love. When you are confident in yourself, when you understand your worth, you are more likely to be confident and genuinely loving in other relationships. This will also make others love you for you, and in turn, this boosts your confidence because you are finally being accepted, loved, and acknowledged for being the person that you are, not what you think they want you to be. And the fifth point is listen to your unconscious mind. Listen to your gut instinct, what your heart desires. I talk a lot about how the unconscious mind works in the Holistic Life Therapy course, because once you understand when to listen to your unconscious mind, how it is so powerful in shaping our emotions, our body, how we create our reality with our thoughts and our beliefs, we can use this to create anything that we want in our lives. I'll tell you what happened with me, which still shocks me, even though I know the power of the subconscious mind. A while back, I thought to myself, when I finish the summer, I'll get into some new things to add a bit more variety into my life. I thought about some different things, and I thought, you know what, I'll do salsa, paddle tennis, and golf. Those three different things will be really good for me to learn something new, meet some new people, and have a different break from the computer. Even though red flag should have been to me, I've written these on a list two or three times before, and for some reason I haven't followed through with them, like years and years before. Probably because they're not that important to me, or I was not that passionate about them. Anyway, I didn't really know that, and I was convinced. So that the day that I wrote the plan, I was like, yes, paddle tennis, yes, golf, yes, salsa. That is it. And this was all whilst I was on holiday. And then my unconscious mind woke me up in the middle of the night after I'd created this plan, and I was flying back to Dubai the next day. It said to me, no, Nicola, this is not you, and it's not going to work. What are you doing? And it really woke me up. I was really like, whoa. And it said, Nicola, you prefer freestyle dancing and you love house music. You love Ibiza tunes, dancing 1,000 times more than salsa. You've tried salsa before. You've put salsa on your goal list before and you haven't done it in like 3 or 4 years. Clearly, if you wanted to do salsa, you would have done it. I was like, wow. Thank you, unconscious mind. Good point. Good point. Coaching me. My unconscious mind is coaching me. And then it was like, and you also, Nicola, you work out 6 times a week, 60 minutes a day, sometimes 5 times a week, sometimes longer than 60 minutes, but roughly. So why are you going to do more exercise? You love your routine. You love going to the gym. You love doing your weight training. Like, what? Why would you do that? And I was like, yeah, okay. Good point. And then I was like, and golf. You've had one lesson of golf before and you liked it. But yeah, to be good at golf, you need to give it a lot of time. And you don't really have a lot of time because you're doing all these other things. I was like, yes. So I was like, okay, thank you, mind. I thought, well, okay, well, what am I going to do then? I'm not going to do anything. And I just thought, no, I'll just be patient. These are really good points. And I'm just going to see what comes up. So fast forward a few weeks after being back from that trip, I started playing some house music. And I got more into house music because I was like, okay, my mind's telling me listen to house music more and just enjoy that more and find places to dance. I called up a club in Dubai and I said, if I want to just come and dance, am I able to come to the club and dance? And they were like, no, it's a minimum spend of this much per table, which is really, really high amount. And you need to hire a whole table, you need to spend this much on drinks, and you can only dance at your table. I thought, wow, I can't really just go and dance, which is what I love to do. So I was a bit disappointed. And then I carried on getting ready. And then all of a sudden, my mind just said, I know, you really want to dance and you really love house music, become a house music DJ. Within 10 minutes, I found a DJ course, booked it, did the lessons that next week, practiced the week later, submitted four mixes to my coach, my DJ coach. He said they're brilliant, send them out, get some gigs. And 2 weeks and one day later, from the decision, oh, I'm going to be a house music DJ, I did my first event on a boat party. Private, they're launching a new product and I was DJing on the boat party. And then 4 days after that, one of my friends called me up. She has a beauty business and she was like, can you DJ for the event? I was like, yes. And it just snowballed. And it's just like when you get that intuition, follow it, go with it. When you love something, when you're passionate about something, that's the right thing for you. And if you had asked me, you know, a week before this, a month before this, am I going to be a house DJ? I'd be like, no. Like, you know, it's just so funny. But if you listen to your heart, if you listen to your mind, it will happen. So if any of you are curious and would like to listen to some of my house music, then you can find me on Mixcloud. Just put in DJ Lola Beer. I will put in the show notes the link and also put my Instagram for that, just in case you are interested in house music. I know there's probably a lot of people on here thinking, what is Nicola on about? She's gone crazy. And yeah, I did ask myself, am I having a midlife crisis? But I love it so, so much. It's such a great break from the day to day. So find something you love. It doesn't matter. You're never too old. It's never too late. Just go and do whatever you really want to do. And if you're not sure, then just keep asking, keep waiting, keep exploring things you love. If you get some dreams, if you get those intuitive thoughts, follow. So back to being a chameleon in a relationship. So just to summarize, wanting to please the other person in a relationship is totally normal. Going with the flow, trying new things with them, that's brilliant. But if it crosses your boundaries, if you go against what you believe in, if it's against your core values, then it's not going to feel good for you and it's probably not going to be sustainable. Our values are things that motivate us to do things. They're often unconscious, and our values are what we really hold as important to us in our lives. In the Holistic Life Therapy School, we go through our values in all areas of life, career, finances, business, family relationships, personal relationships. Knowing what drives you, knowing what's so important to you, you can avoid making these mistakes. If you'd like to learn more about the Holistic Life Therapy School and any of the other things that I've mentioned, the links will be put along with this show. You can also find me on Facebook or go to my website, nicolabeer.com, reach me there. I'm very approachable, love to hear from you. And of course, if you're not in the relationship group, relationship advice and wellness group with Nicola Beer on Facebook, then please do join us. It's a lovely community, talking about relationships, supporting one another, People are asking questions. I'm posting some videos and some helpful tips every single week, and it'll be so nice to connect with you more personally. From my heart to yours, wishing you an awesome day ahead. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.